If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Inflation picked up in June, a potential sign that companies are starting to pass tariff costs on to consumers. Economists are split on how much the president's trade war will affect prices. Let's find out what investment advisor Terry Savage thinks. Good morning, Terry. What does this mean for our money?
It means that the jury's still out on inflation and the jury's still out on tariffs and what the impact will be on the economy. So it also means that the Fed's not about to cut interest rates despite pressure from the government. So and for seniors, it's going to be an interesting thing because they've just released the estimated increase in the Social Security cost of living for next year, and it will probably be up a bit to 2.6%. But don't cheer, because that will likely be more than offset by an increase in Medicare Part B premiums. So it's hard to beat inflation, even when it's this low.
Consumer prices rose 0.3% in June compared with May. That's the largest monthly gain since January. So
yeah, it's 4 months.
Is that going to continue?
Well, you know, that's what the market's holding its breath about, because, you know, more tariffs are scheduled to come into effect August 1st. We don't exactly know what they'll be or if once again they'll be extended. And so that's the uncertainty. It's not stopping the stock market. Interestingly, the market is, you know, within 1,000 points, the Dow, of its all-time highs. It's been even closer than that recently. So it's been, business is taking it as a positive for earnings. Investors see only the bright side and figure that the inflation impact on consumer goods and so forth will be muted. And, you know, that's what the stock market, where money agrees to disagree. Right now, in general, the preponderance is we'll get through higher tariffs and it will be good for business that they passed a tax bill and can, you know, now plan for growth and so forth. And that's what the stock market's telling you. But your wallet and your job security and your own confidence might be telling you a little bit something different.
What are we to make of the bank results, which show a pretty solid economy, don't they?
Yeah. Well, banks don't get impacted by tariffs, you know. And there have been some changes in rules at the Federal Reserve that allow banks to keep less reserves or do more things. So this has been positive for banking. The most negative sector has been healthcare. You know how we talked last year as going into open enrollment about the dangers of Medicare Advantage programs because they can't raise prices, so they have to cut services. Now that's being reflected in all kinds of ways in the healthcare industry. So while banks are making money, the healthcare companies are losing money, and that's why you keep a diversified S&P 500 index fund, unless you want to go picking winners and losers among sectors.
Yeah, the Fed is more likely to leave rates unchanged now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. The big turmoil now is we know the Fed Chairman Powell's term is up in less than a year, and we know there will be a new Fed chairman. They're trying to maybe move him out earlier. I don't think that will happen. So at next year at this time, we would have a new Fed chairman. That would be a few months from the midterm elections. And the market, you know, the Fed can cut short-term interest rates. But the last time the Fed cut interest rates a full 100 basis points, like a full 1% in total, long-term interest rates actually moved up. Because the world was afraid, the buyers of treasuries said, we want higher rates because we're worried about inflation in America. So the Fed cuts the short-term rates. That's not good for savers. Right now, your six-month treasury bill is yielding almost 4.3%. Good place for your chicken money. And that gives you flexibility. But long-term, the Fed doesn't have that much control over inflation unless it keeps short-term rates high.
The stock futures point to a mixed open today, and the word is investors are weighing these earnings releases from the big banks and also the latest wholesale inflation report. We'll get that. What is that going to mean?
Okay. Well, so it's theoretically, the higher prices should show up first in what we call producer prices or wholesale prices to manufacturers, the stuff that they import and turn into products they sell to consumers. So it might even be a more sensitive index. And as you say, we'll get it in a couple of minutes. If that shows an upside shock, you can be sure that the Fed is not cutting for any time in the foreseeable future. It will be a signal that inflation is here, and then the market will pick winners and losers. But those prices at the wholesale level have not yet really been passed on in consumer goods. Small businesses feel them. Companies are trying not to raise prices. Walmart's telling its vendors, no, you can't raise prices. But there comes a point when, if tariffs not only continue but increase, when we will all feel it.
More at TerrySavage.com. You don't have your chicken money in the pillowcase, do you, Terry?
No, my chicken money is in six-month T-bills at the very moment, earning 4.29%. And that portion of my money lets me sleep at night. Everybody, no matter what your age, should have some chicken money. Younger investors, keep investing in the stock market. America is too big to destroy over this one issue now.
You know, once again, I look like a genius back when the stock market went way down and people were panicking and studying and figuring out what to do. I was paralyzed, so I did nothing. and now I'm an expert, right?
Bob, think about this. We're at Dow 44, roughly close to 45,000 all-time highs. If you'd been paralyzed every time you were in fear, either during the pandemic when it crashed or 2008, 2009 when the market was down nearly 50%. If you had the staying power, you've always come out ahead in the long run. It's the people who are retired maybe and who need to not have staying power because they need the spending power that need to set some aside for safety. But for younger people, it's always, always, always worked out that we came back and moved higher. And I have no reason to doubt that it will again. But the question is, what happens in between if you do get some kind of a shock to the economy and some impact on either consumer prices or tariffs pass through to loss of jobs? That could always happen. I'm not forecasting it, but you want to be able to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
You're well diversified, Bob. I happen to know that. So you can sleep at night.
Yeah, right. A diversified portfolio. You're still preaching that, aren't you?
It's worked. You know, I can't beat the market. I was founding member, first woman trader on the floor of the Chicago Board Options Exchange those many years ago. And I mean, some people are just great traders and they have a great risk tolerance and a ability to think clearly and override their emotions. I just decided to stick with the odds and be a long-term investor. And I'm very glad I did.
I am diversified. I have healthy dinners every night because my wife cooks. She's a health nut. And then when she's not looking, I have a hot dog.
That's my kind of guy.
TerrySavage.com. And it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate it, Terry. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.